In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. There is no power in evil. There's not even existence in evil. Remember, God created the heavens and the earth. He didn't create evil. Evil is something that is basically when we negate God, when we try to negate God, and of course that's impossible. There is no existence in evil. There's no power in evil. It's illustrated in today's gospel. When the Lord is asked by the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the scribes and the elders, by what authority dost thou do these things? Who gave thee this authority to do these things? They were trying to trip him up, of course. They didn't like what he was saying because he was not saying things that fit with their worldview and with their power structure. And so they're trying to trip him up. So he asked them a simple question, and they didn't have the guts to answer it because they were liars. And liars have no strength, no power. He says this simple question, "Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" And so St. Mark says that they reasoned within themselves, as they, if we shall say from heaven, they'll say, "Why did you not believe him?" If we shall say of men, they feared the people. For all men counted John that he was a prophet. And they answered and said unto Jesus, "We cannot tell." That is the typical political answer. That reminds me very much of the politics of our day and any other day, when men just look at the political winds and decide what they are going to say, because they're liars. They have no existence. They have no strength in and of themselves. Christians must remember this. Always tell the truth. Always stand for the truth. Live for the truth. Don't be afraid of the labels that society puts on people for believing the truth. There's a lot of labels now that are given, especially in the realm of sexual morality, and people are afraid of those labels, as if they have some existence or power. There is no power that I will allow a person to have over me if they call me a homophobe, or unloving, or engaging in hate speech, or believing in outmoded things. I'm a Christian. I believe Christian things. I try to live according to Christian things. That is what gives existence to my life. There is non-existence in evil and in lying and in scheming. And the Lord brought this very much out when these Pharisees, these Sadducees, scribes and elders didn't have the guts to answer a simple question. There's cowardice in evil. Cowardice in lying. We are not called to be cowards. We are called to stand for the truth. And if you do that, then the truth abides in you. We must remember this. We live in an age now where Christianity is being continuously redefined so as not to offend anyone according to their criteria of what offends them. We cannot live like this. We have to live according to the truth. There is no strength in evil. There is no strength in lying and scheming. If we understand this, then we will live victoriously. So let's not be like the scribes and the elders who spit on their finger and felt the wind, which way it was blowing, and decided how to answer. Let's instead be Christians. Now let's stand up for the truth. But in order to stand up for the truth, we have to live according to the truth also. May God make it so in our lives. Amen.